This is Linux in Laws, a podcast on topics around free and open source software, any associated contraband, communism, the revolution in general, and whatever else fancies your tickle. Please note that this and other episodes may contain strong language, offensive humor, and other, certainly not politically correct language. You have been warned. Our parents insisted on this disclaimer. Happy Mum! Thus, the content is not suitable for consumption in the workplace, especially when played back on a speaker in an open plan office or similar environments. Any minors under the age of 35, or any pets, including fluffy little killer bunnies, your trusted guide dog, unless on speed, and cute T-Rexes or other associated dinosaurs. Welcome to the Linux in Laws. Season 1, Episode 20, the Christmas and New Year Special, B-Sides. Martin, welcome to the show. Long time no see. How are things?
Chris, welcome likewise. Yes, long time no see. In fact, how long is that? It's got to be over a year, isn't it?
Well, we're recording this in 2025, I think. Yes.
But hang on a minute. No. They're not predictions then if we're doing this in 2025. They're what's called hindsight.
Well, we agreed upon that you tomorrow take your what's called flux capacitor and go back in time to the time between Christmas and New Year of the year 2020 and check out the predictions in terms of if they have become true or not. Right? That was the deal. So, with this preamble out of the way, dear listeners, this B-side episode is about a lighthearted version of the initial Christmas and New Year special that we did about a year...
4 years ago.
About a year ago, yeah, 4 years ago, exactly. No, that we did a couple of days back. Much more seriously, we are recording this just before the eve of December. The year, of course, is 2020, I think. Anyway, it doesn't matter. And this is just a lighthearted version of the much more serious stuff we talked about in the original season 1, episode 20, episode on the original Christmas and New Year special. So, Martin, what's on your mind?
Yeah, so I think this is really to talk about, to give the listeners some insight into... the Linux in-laws in terms of operation,
and I see.
A bit about the co-hosts in particular.
Excellent. Chris. And before we go there, let me crack open another can here of a liquid refreshment I just may need going forward.
Let's see. Well, okay, shall we start with an easy one?
Oh, yes, Martin. Why not?
Okay. Right. How many iterations of the marketing department will we go through in 2021 at the Linux in-laws?
That depends on your willingness to fire them all just once again. For full disclaimer, listeners, Martin has gone through about 4 iterations of complete marketing departments being made redundant. Because sometimes the coffee was too cold, sometimes the coffee was too hot, sometimes the focus groups weren't in focus, sometimes they were in focus too much. Sometimes it was raining. Sometimes the sun was shining. You get the idea.
So I think what you're saying is that we should probably not have one at all.
Good question, Martin. It depends on how much you want to increase the recruitment costs and the overall HR.
No. The thing is, if you get rid of them, you don't need any recruitment costs at all because you don't need to recruit them. Well, anyway, we need a number. Well, give us a number of marketing.
We recruit people all the time because you fire them all the time.
Right. What's your prediction for the number of different marketing departments for 2021?
I'd go for the average of 25. The usual.
Okay. Well, that's quite a reasonable amount, I suppose, considering past performance. Okay, cool. Right, while we're on that subject, how do we stop HR from releasing more bots?
This is a very good question. How far are we on the counter-bot initiative? Have you checked with R&D?
Oh, we have R&D now. You hired someone else. Okay, excellent.
No, we always had
Oh, we are
R&D.
R&D. Yes,
You
sorry.
never, no, you never, Martin, you just never listened to them. You remember that mayor, right? That the head of R&D, what's his name again? Charlie or something? Can't remember even, doesn't matter. You
Charlie.
remember that mail, right? Where he said
There's many
that,
males. Yeah, carry on.
some people read them, some don't, doesn't matter. Anyway, of course,
This probably was too long, wasn't it? Yeah, that's the
that
problem.
he sent around on potential counterattack vectors in case HR makes further mistakes. You remember that mail, right?
Yeah.
So,
So how far are we with
Martin,
the counterbots?
yeah, well, it's just a matter of
Maybe you
getting the
should have a
latest
meeting with
update
the
from
R&D
R&D, right?
department.
Exactly.
Good idea. I think that's material for a future episode, this one.
given the fact that they are clocking in at what these days, about 50 or something, shouldn't be too difficult.
Cool. Excellent plan. Okay, so future episode on counter HR bots by R&D. Cool.
Well,
All
somebody
right.
has to program the stuff, right?
Oh, do we need a development department as well? This is getting out of hand.
What do you think what do you think the D in R&D stands for?
Drinking coffee?
Wrong.
Are you sure about that?
I'm positive.
Drinking beer?
And numpty is actually spelled with an N, not with a D.
Excellent. Okay, good stuff. Now then, here is another one though, which is a little bit more closer to your own part of in-laws. And this goes back to some of our previous emails and telephone calls. It's
Sorry, Martin, sorry, sorry, before we go further, what exactly is my part in the Linux in-laws apart from correcting mistakes, fixing stuff that other people simply screwed up, and generally keeping the show up and running? I'm just wondering.
I thought it was IT's job. Okay, never mind. Have you tried turning it on and off again?
You did not answer that question, Martin.
Right, so the question is really, will Chris survive Redis Labs for another year after putting his Rainbow invoice on expenses again?
First of all, disclaimer. I've never put rainbow escorts on any expenses for
Ah,
my
it's just
new
that was Dennis's
in-laws.
suggestion, wasn't
Yes,
it?
speaking of which, Martin, I'm afraid Dennis is history.
Is he? What happened to him?
Yes. It's
That's
quite
not a
straightforward,
prediction anyway,
actually.
is it?
No, it's rather a fact.
This is a
Yeah, sorry
factual
about this.
now. Okay, yeah.
Apparently you didn't get
Small
the memo,
interlude.
but no, apparently you didn't get the memo, but while HR was still around, I had to take some action actually. Wasn't an easy decision, but our working postfix instance alerted me to the fact that Dennis received some, let's put it this way, vouchers. So I took a look, and this is the beauty, this is the advantage of Martin. Pay attention now, of a working postfix instance, because in that case, mails are not only shredded, but they are rather archived, received, transmitted, and processed and sent. In addition to this,
That doesn't
spammers
sound
test
very
the
secure.
advantage.
You're much better
In
off
addition
just
to this,
shredding them.
spammers and other tools do a great job on filtering out the evil stuff and forwarding that to, let's put it this way, inboxes that can be inspected later on. And this is the reason why I not only caught the vouchers, but also caught for the following mail. Let me quote. Beste Dennis, warum Ehrenleg in the reckoning by Rainbow Escorts Heaven asked the fine line premium S adult services for so viel be Beteres. Sorry, my Dutch is crap. So
It's not bad. I didn't know Dennis spoke Dutch.
Well, you hired him, so no worries. So let me actually translate this for the few listeners who are not able to understand Dutch. Dear Dennis, why bother with an account at Rainbow Escorts if the fine line premium adult services is so much better? In contrast to a mediocre service that you would get at Rainbow Escorts, interlude, I probably would disagree. Martin probably
is this a new sponsor?
interlude ending. Only we class experience you would come to expect from a top of the line establishment. But don't take our word for it. Just ask, and this is where it gets really interesting, Martin Visser for his opinion on the goods we provided in our branch in Twente, if I pronounce that correctly, when he was a regular during his time here there. To allow you to get an impression yourself, I include 5 vouchers which are good for any type of service we offer. In brackets, even the kinky stuff that Martin came to like back then. Just use them whenever you like, they don't expire.
It sounds like a hundred times longer than the original Dutch version.
Groetjes Femke. So I reckon Martin Femke would be... What's the female version of a pimp? a proprietress of said establishment in Twente. Yeah. Do you care to elaborate on this one?
No, but however, this ties into the next prediction, which is...
Hang on. We are not finished quite yet.
No, but it's a great tie-in.
No. Bear with me. How much time do you spend in 20? About 2 years, right? Make that 3.
Well, how long do you think a Dutch university course is?
About 3 or 4 years.
It's a minimum of 4. But...
So, Martin, the next question is, where did you get the money from for premium adult services during that time being a student?
Well, that would be telling, wouldn't it?
Yes, Martin.
Which we are not going to do, obviously.
Of course we are. Spill the beans.
Well, beans...
How can a student afford premium adult services? Sorry, entertainment services. I apologize.
It's a good question. Please write to feedback at lesionlost.eu.
Femke, if you're listening, get back to us.
Excellent.
Not to us, but rather to me, because I would really like to know how Martin was able to afford the continuous use of escort services while he was studying in Twente.
Well, this is
the fact alone, Martin, that you're trying
some people to know and some people to
Skype here is telling. Let's put it this way.
Somewhat disappointed in your detective skills, but there we go.
What do you mean? Martin, this is publicly available on LinkedIn. It's called open source intelligence. You just do your research. And the fact alone...
Did someone not tell you today you shouldn't trust anything on social media?
Martin, the fact alone that Femke writes to Dennis, and needless to say, that was, of course, ground for fire. These were grounds for fire.
How do they know each other, exactly?
Well, apparently Femke is an avid listener of the show, and she must have called the sponsorship back in, what was it, episode 16 or something, where Rainbow Escorts actually sponsored an episode of
It Is? What? Blimey.
Of course it did.
Why did I not know about this? Okay. Right, going back to the topic of, of Rainbow Escorts. So the next prediction is, will Chris finally be banned from Rainbow Escorts for his unusual report in 2021?
We haven't quite left the previous topic, so
I thought we were only doing half an hour today.
So why don't we finish discussing that first before we move on to Rainbow Escorts once again?
It's fine, yeah. If there is more, go for it.
No, I'm just wondering, Martin, I mean, Femke, if you're listening, please get in touch with...
Yes, indeed. Get in touch and spill the beans.
Chris_feedback@linuxinlaws.eu so that Martin doesn't get that mail. What I'm interested in is actually how Martin was and how he was able to afford adult premium services while being in 20, and anything anything else you want to add. And of course, needless to say, marketing or not, Martin or not, you're always welcome to be a special guest on our show called Linux In-Laws.
Yeah, good plan, good plan. We Femke. Can always do with more special guests, especially if they're from Friesland.
Femke is a real Dutch name, isn't it?
Femke, yes. It's Femke.
Do you know what that stands for?
It's a name?
Yes, it's actually of Frisian.
Yes, it is Frisian. Yeah, I know that.
Yes,
yeah.
And means little maid.
Okay, well, there you go.
In case you didn't know.
New again today.
And Frisia, of course, being
Friesland.
The region, exactly, region where Germany and the Netherlands met, because both countries
speak a funny language.
This is shocking news. This is shocking news.
Shocking news.
Both countries, yes, are recent inventions, because previously there was only just people speaking languages. And if you take a close look, Frisians actually a mixture or ancient Frisians actually a mixture between what is now known as Dutch and German.
Well, Dutch and is
of course
actually,
both.
Do you know what Dutch means?
Deutsch, yes.
Yeah. So, which is so, obviously wrong. But anyway, not wrong.
Martin, both languages are Germanic. And yes, as we all know, they haven't been around that long around the block. So we're talking about a couple of centuries here. At best, make that 10 or 15 or something. Yeah. But that's as far as it goes. Before that, there was just a common ancestor of Germanic origin. And this is where it all came from. As a matter of fact, the Saxonian in Anglo-Saxonian stands for something. That means actually Saxonian, which of course denotes now what is now known as a part of Germany. Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Which of course was a Germanic tribe.
Mm. It was.
For those of us who are historically inclined. And with that, we've reached the end of our show. Thank you for
no,
listening.
We haven't. This is another number of predictions to be made here.
Oh, dear. Here we go again. Ah, Martin, bring it on. Anyway.
Okay, so the next prediction is, will Manuel ever recover from his sick leave after yet another last-minute 100-kilo request from Chris?
Who's Manuel?
Manuel, he's your supplier. Do you not remember the people who call?
Manuel, if you're not listening, sorry.
He's not listening, he's sick. So he had too many 100-kilo requests.
I do apologize for the lack of memory. But given the fact that I have to listen to so many sad TTS and speech echo attempts by Chuck.
You can't tell the real from the non-real Manuel anymore,
sorry,
can you?
I keep confusing these things, Manuel.
This
if you're
real
listening.
Anymore, yes.
Yes, of course. The clip on season 1, episode 18, forget about it. That was a lame attempt. You do sound different. And let's discuss any details.
Oh, maybe we should advise him for an interview as well on the show.
Yeah, let's do a double with Femke.
and Pablo. Ooh, and what about Shannon as well?
Pablo's dad, Shannon is a mother, as you know.
Indeed. Talking of Shannon's, will another one of Chris's illicit offspring make a dent in his bank account in 2021?
Join the line. As I vividly explained
sounds like a no, the bank account is empty.
As I vividly explained in season 1, episode 18, there are quite a few requesters in front of any budding, what's the word I'm looking for, candidates.
Ah, yes, this is why we need so many server resources for all these emails, of course. Now it makes sense. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Anything else you want to roll onto me, Martin, by all means, just go ahead.
Well, we could put, discuss post-production, or we could leave that for another time.
Yeah, another question for me, actually.
Yes. I see.
How many more interesting predictions will Martin Visser make before 2021 is over?
I can give you one right now, which is very easy to verify. Bookmarks are a thing of history in 2021. Mozilla, if you're listening, get rid of them.
At least in Martin's very own personal backyard. Not necessarily generally speaking, because Martin still has to conquer, let's put it this way, the learning curve why bookmarks, especially bookmark toolbars, are quite handy.
Well, first of all, they're obviously completely wrongly named because they have nothing to do with books.
It's a tricky subject. Some people muster this faster than other, fair enough. It is a bit of a learning curve, but hey, they only have been around for 20 years, so not to worry about this.
It's a big thing of history. they've been kind of superseded by search engines, in case you hadn't noticed. But just for your general education, you may want to look into those.
What are search engines? I keep hearing about them.
I thought Redis had one. Oh, my mistake.
I think what you're looking at is a full text search capability in memory. But search engines are a little bit more than this these days, I think. They come with self-driving cars, fancy quantum computers. What else? Cloud platforms, I might add. Yes. GCP comes to mind. Exactly. And of course, the vision.
Okay. Right, anyway.
We should probably leave with that, yes.
Yep. So what is your prediction for 2021 on a file?
There's a vague possibility that something called Linux in-laws will continue to exist. As a matter of fact, if you want to shorten us, fair play to you, but don't bother.
Well, Linux in-laws acquired our first sponsor in 2021.
Yes, people. If you're wondering about sponsoring the show, just send an email to cash@linuxinlaws.eu and we will take care of the rest. That goes especially for a small village in Bavaria called Fucking Hell.
Yes. Very good. Making
The village is called Fucking, but the brewery makes a beer called Fucking Hell. So the brewery, if you're listening, please get in touch.
It doesn't sound very German, I have to say.
Well, Fucking Hell. Of course it is. Fucking is the name of the village. Fucking in German.
Yes.
And Hell is a lager style beer.
Hmm. But then it would be called Fucking something, wouldn't it?
No. In German, it's Fucking Hell. And of course, that translates in English to Fucking Hell. Yes.
Hell.
As in light. And
yes.
And in English, that would be Hell, like German Hölle.
Hölle, yes. Okay. So there is no German word hell then, or is there?
There is.
There is? What does it mean?
Right.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes, as in Hella, the light bulb manufacturer. Very good.
Yes.
That's where the name came from.
In Dutch is pretty similar, isn't it? No? What do you say in Dutch?
For?
Hell, as in bright.
Bright. Oh, Licht.
Licht. That would be the noun associated with hell in German, yes.
Hmm. It has multiple meanings as well. Yeah.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. Idea is actually... In German, fucking hell...
Very long story on sponsorship request.
In German, fucking hell means a light beer or bright beer, as in kind of not dark but light, coming from fucking. And of course, the English that means.
No. It comes from Fucking, doesn't it? Fucking is the name of the German town.
Yes, it is. No?
Yes.
Yes, so, Fucking. Fucking. Yes. Fucking.
Yes. So that will be the German name.
Yes. And fucking in English, of course, something completely different. And hence that pun that a beer from Fucking is actually called Fucking Hell in English, I might add.
Hmm.
So,
do you think the brewery, their marketing campaign?
They make millions out of it. Just, they have a beautiful Wikipedia page. You'll find the link in the show notes. Check it out, people. And the brewery, if you're listening, I know that fucking is pretty soon going through a renaming phase. If you want to cop in on it, please get in touch now. As I said, we will accept sponsorship in kind, but we only take barrels above 50 liters, not below. And 50 liters will get you a permanent place in our hearts and quite a few mentionings on our show. This is something that other people would call a bargain. So please get in touch if you're interested.
It depends. Yeah. Did they make lager? Or?
Hell would be a kind of lager, yes.
So is it a Weiss beer? No.
No. Martin, no. Lager, you know your beers.
Okay. Oh, well, Martin, I know beers.
You only know one beer, right?
We're going to be here a long time.
It's called British Ale, and in other parts of the world, it's known as lukewarm cat piss.
Well, there are lots of different kinds of ales. I would like to add, but you have yet to discover this.
As there are a lot of different kinds of cat piss, I agree. Yes.
There's no accounting for taste, obviously. I'm afraid the listeners. Taste cannot be transferred on a podcast.
For the lesser educated among us, no, hell would denote a lager or, well, not export, but lager type of beer, which is not that much hopped, as in terms of lightly hopped, and it's quite tasty in terms of palatable. Palatable? Is that what I'm looking for?
Palatable, yeah.
Palatable, yes. So you can easily drink your 20, 30 liters a night without getting drunk at all. I wouldn't say it's something close to what the Americans call making love in close to water.
Seems a bit pointless. Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter anyway.
Okay. Right. I can't remember what the question was. But
doesn't matter. I think we were just about to conclude that slot, right, in terms of that section of the show.
Yes,
of course, the
section A is done, yeah.
and this is not an empty threat. There will be more sections.
There will be a B1 to however number we make sides. Yes,
yes, exactly. Yes, but don't worry, it'll be probably only about four times the duration of the original episode 20. So you're looking at...
This is, yeah, obviously only for the diehard fans.
About 6 hours or something. Anyway.
Indeed.
Guinness's Book of Records, if you're listening.
Ah, yes.
Please put it on the list. We'll get in touch once the post-production has been finished about the longest senseless podcast episode ever.
I wonder what the record is.
Exactly.
We are bound to break it, that's for sure. Yeah.
And now, boys and girls, stay tuned for the In-Laws' first Christmas and New Year's special musical. This, of course, does include strong language, drugs, prostitution, weapons, and your favorite fairy tale characters, most of the time, all of them combined. Enjoy.
Is this the Dark Side Tech Support?
Yes, this is the Dark Side Tech Support, a special Christmas gift. What seems to be the problem?
This is Ebenezer Scrooge. I have a problem.
The Ebenezer Scrooge of Christmas Carol's fame?
Yes, but that's history. I purged all evil and ventured to the good side.
Sorry to hear this. You were the hero of my childhood, and one of the main reasons I convert to the dark side. Apart from cookies, perhaps, what can I do for you today?
This is really serious. Over the last few years, I've been building up a serious open source business around a project that solves the dreaded flux capacitor issue. by providing mission-critical support for the codebase completely available on GitHub. But as of late, the vultures, sorry, my beloved venture capitalists, have been demanding moving more and more to an open core model, keeping certain parts of the codebase off GitHub and thus proprietary. To no surprise, this didn't go down too well with the community around this project and has caused significant anxiety amongst some core contributors.
I see.
What can I do now? I don't want to upset my venture capitalists, but at the same time, I'm really concerned about the lovely developers who have been contributing to the project over the years. What can I do?
That seems to be a common problem these days. Let me see. I can recall putting a bookmark on that page. Let me see. Ah, yes, here it is. Stack Overflow to the rescue as usual. To quote free_wash_dc_now, strange nickname, as it is told in the lore of old, you will need to accomplish three things. Liberating Snow White from a poisonous apple, freeing the Pied Piper's children, and join Rapunzel with her prince once again. Okay, but there's more. Don't forget to get this in writing just in case. As usual, bureaucracy is your friend. There you go. That doesn't seem to be that complicated. But wait, there's another comment at the end of that question. But beware. As easy as this may seem, it is not without peril. Some have encountered dragons and other evil along the way. You have been warned. Oh dear, another Stack Overflow naysayer with a way too negative attitude. And an interesting Nick Obama. Anyway, there you go. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
This sounds really complicated. Is there no other option?
Funny you mentioned this. There's another footnote saying that, should the above fail, convincing Richard M. Stallman that there are more liberal alternatives to the GNU public license is another surefire bet to solve the issue.
Okay, so how do I get to Snow White and the Apple? Snow White, where can I find her?
Sorry, the boss is off limits, but whatever you seek, blonde Asian teens, red Romanian preteens, or even French post-toddlers, we got them all. Just name your preference, age bracket, and budget, and we will sort you out.
No, I'm not looking for cheap or expensive thrills. I just want to have a chat with her, and no sexual or commercial innuendo implied.
Let me see what I can do. Stay put. Hi, boss. We have a strange chap here, not interested in girls or boys for that matter, but just wants to have a word. Should I send him over? Okay, will do. You're good to go. Just follow this road for about a mile and a half and then take a right where it says all pleasures to your right.
Thanks for the advice. I'll be on my way.
Yes, I told you. As long as we can route the merch through Amsterdam, we're good. All of the local coppers are being looked after. No need to fret. What? What do you mean? Amsterdam's no good anymore. You serious? These two charming fuckers. I spent decades on getting them on our side, never mind all the cash that I put into their orphan and widow fund. And then somebody else gets in the game just for a few nickels more. I don't fucking care if it's Rapunzel's bitch, witch, Cinderella, or Rumpelstiltskin himself is behind this. Get this shit sorted.
And with that stroke of fate, quite a few of Amsterdam's finest members of the law enforcement community were treated to new shoewear of the concrete persuasion, with the bottom of Amsterdam's canals as the preferred fitting room, which unfortunately not that many community members survived due to a decisive lack of oxygen in these quarters. Kids, do not try this at home. That job was performed by trained professionals. Never mind that it is illegal to kill human beings, including members of the law enforcement community in most jurisdictions. Always check your criminal law first before any undertakings in that area.
What you just heard falls under the attorney-client privilege, so you cannot use this as evidence.
What? Sorry, I'm looking for Snow White. Would it be you?
Who wants to know? Feds? DEA? Local law? My last payment didn't make it. Not again.
No, you got me wrong. I'm looking for your poisonous apple.
Not sure what you're on about. I only do wholesale. I did retail long enough, and retail did me way too often. If it's cotton candy, smack, weed, snow, or even C4 you're after, I'm your woman, but only if we're talking beyond 1 ton, metric tons, that is. This is a global operation after all.
Sorry, no. Misunderstanding. I'm not after drugs, but the one thing that brought you here in the first place. The poisonous apple.
I'm not getting you. If it's not drugs you're after, and the seven dwarfs couldn't sort you out, it must be really something special you're looking for. Perhaps something Asian? Like an underage, non-smoking drag queen from Vietnam, or a Chinese fag of the political persuasion who's already come out. Mind you, this rarity doesn't come cheap. If on the other side you're looking for a good deal on a mature MILF, I can give you a weekend special on my stepmother. Pick up on Friday afternoon, return on Sunday night in a somewhat living condition, and no questions will be asked. In addition to a very reasonable price.
Hell, what do I have to do to make myself clear? Can you remember how you got here?
Let me see, there was some fruit and a coffin involved.
That's exactly it. Can you remember the fruit?
It was an apple, a MacBook Pro to be on the spot, fairly decent spec, and the coffin had all the bells and whistles as a carrier bag for my very first shipment involving the cartel. Sweet memories.
Aha, and what about that apple?
The MacBook was a prezi from the cartel to get me started.
But that ran macOS, right?
I never changed the operating system, so I assume you're correct why.
Doesn't it bother you to run a closed-source proprietary operating system? One that can be jacked at any time without even knowing about it? So just out of curiosity, have there been any strange goings-on lately? Like any of your ventures being busted, transactions being compromised, stuff like that?
Now that you mention it, quite a few shipments went astray recently. Do you think the MacBook had anything to do with this?
Well, you see, with a closed-source operating system, you cannot be sure who's tracking your every move, never mind compromising your operations.
Damn it, I knew it. What can I do about this?
No bother. There's help in sight, even though I'm not the DSTS, I'm helping you anyway. So look at this USB stick. This stick contains the answers to your questions, a free and open-source operating system called Linux. So, let's back up your data, including the access details to the cartel shipping portal, replace the macOS with Linux, restore that data, and off you go. No Trojans, no malware, or other shenanigans taking a look at your operations in the future.
A short while later...
That worked like a charm. What can I do to repay you? That stepmother weekend special not up your alley?
Not exactly. If you just would be so kind to sign here on the dotted line.
I hereby certify that I was liberated from the poisonous apple and am enjoying the freedom of open source software. What the fuck?
Just a formality. The revolution loves its paperwork at the end of the day.
Okay, here you go. Sure that the Seven Dwarfs cannot do anything for you?
No, thank you anyway. I'd rather be on my way, safe from all these temptations of young flesh.
In that case, let me at least give you a rather special weed. In addition to the ordinary magic, there's a fertilizer that speeds up your follicle growth in no time. Should you ever decide to get rid of that dome of yours for good?
Thanks. I'll keep it in mind. I'm looking for Snow White. Where can I find her?
Sorry, the boss is off limits. But whatever you seek, blonde Asian teens, red Romanian preteens, or even French post-toddlers, we got them all. Just name your preference, age bracket, and budget, and we will sort you out.
No. I'm not looking for cheap or expensive thrills. I just want to have a chat with her. And no sexual or commercial innuendo implied.
Let me see what I can do. Stay put. Hi, boss. We have a strange chap here, not interested in girls or boys for that matter, but just wants to have a word. Should I send him over? Okay, will do. You're good to go. Just follow this road for about a mile and a half and then take a right where it says all pleasures to your right.
Thanks for the advice. I'll be on my way.
Piper is my name, parting's my game. Yo, I used to do rats, but rats never had a chance to do me. After that, what's gonna be? Little kids came to mind, selling to the highest bidder, one of a kind, making lots of dough with his gig. Peasants of Hamelin, you never dig. You hotties, I will do next. Call me if you're undersexed. My number you'll find on the suppliers list of bigger farmers. Just make sure the girlfriends you take have karmas.
Hello. I'm looking for the Pied Piper. Do you know where to find him? Or is it the her? Or are you the Pied Piper?
That's right, bro. I'm the Pied Piper. Free of kids. It used to be people that are freed from shit like rats, but since these thankless bastards of a town folk stopped poning up the Dow, I'm into a different gig. Moving their little Janes and Joes to the highest bidder. Dig it? Yo, this is where multinational farmers come in. Dig it, bro. They can pony up the Dow, and they're always on the lookout for more tissue givers, voluntary or not. Never mind giving their latest genetic shenanigans a try on fast deliveries of fresh blood. And they don't skimp on the silver if you dig, always paying on time. This is what users fancy. Be bang on time and quality and you're the show.
Some people might object to this. The parents of the kids in balls may come to mind.
Dig it, bro. Only slowies can't dig missing little rascals, but they should have thought about this before they decided they can't part with cash from Papa Roman control anymore. Some you win, some you lose. Like with every gig going deep enough, bro.
Has it ever occurred to you that there might be an alternative to selling young children to big corporations for financial gain?
You dig?
Like going back to your roots? Rats, essentially?
But the suckers won't dig this anymore. Maybe the first gig was just too epic, and I should have kept some of the vermin alive, ready for another gig.
No, I mean real rats, remote access Trojans.
What's a remote access Trojan? I only dig the small furry beasts, yo bro.
A remote access Trojan, or rat for short, allow you to take control of another computer not owned by you and possibly very far away.
The beauty about this is that if done right, the rightful owner user will not even know that his or her machine is now under remote control, allowing all sorts of interesting and lucrative activities like selling drugs on the dark side of the internet, wreaking havoc on the infrastructure on small and big countries alike, through a network of computers controlled by your rat-controlled machine. Never mind Bitcoin mining on a larger scale if you manage to get into a large number of servers which are controlled by rats afterwards.
Bro, that really checks out. Why didn't I dig this earlier?
It all starts with an email called a fish.
Yo, what's a fish?
The idea is to send an email with a link and some prose enticing enough so that the recipient clicks on his link, which in turn allows the website to compromise his or her computer and install the rat on that machine, after which you control that computer. The trick is to make that email sound convincing enough so that the link is clicked regardless.
You dig that these epic gigs about really low prices on Herbert Primos and booty call boosters I get all the time aren't solid?
No, afraid not. Let me show you. Who should we pick? Ah, yes, a chap called Donald comes to mind. Let's give this a shot. 2. Donald J. Trump. Subject. How to fix elections properly. Dear Donald, ever wondered how it's really done? How you can really swing the swing states, leave Russian amateurs, never mind Jared, out of the picture, and get the results you want? Leaving that evil pack of communists, also known as Democrats, biting the dust? Despair not. We've got the solution. Plus, all the uncensored pics of favorite celebrities any US president can think of, which lets your ordinary adult websites pale in comparison. This month's special, Greta Thunberg, showed it all. Not to be missed, especially if you like the younger ones. And as a special treat for all US presidents trying to get re-elected, any herbal power booster for your nether region at a smashing 50% discount. Just pick from over 80 varieties, including small blue pills, Cialis, THC, and other enhancers of your choosing. And you are good to go for that 72-hour marathon that has been part of your dream since childhood. Don't delay. Visit www.whatuspresidentsdreamof.com today to place your order with instant delivery guaranteed. You see, it's all about enticing, bonding, and that final call to action. Who could resist this being a US president in his shoes? Let's give it a try. But hang on. What's Donald's mail address at the White House? The mail program didn't hit autocomplete on this. Ah, yes, here we go. first_moron@the-white-house.gov. There's nothing like a proper Democrat search engine. And here we go. Let me check the stats of the web server. That's a record. He clicked on that link within 15 seconds after receiving the mail. There's nothing like a good fish. And we're in full control of the White House. What do you want to do first?
Let's swing some swing states and party on, dude.
Okay, let's see what platform we are on. cat/etc/os-release, which gives me Debian and Buster. Good, that means a stable and mature platform. Let's see if we can take a shortcut. apt-list-installed-pipe-fgrep-electorate. Which gives me 2020 elections. Cool. This is more than easy. dpkg reconfigure 2020-elections. And now for the easy bit. Communist versus old school hardhats. Let's rewrite history and enter 20/80. Which puts the Republicans back in power for the next few hours until we reconfigure that package once again. This is going to be fun. Let's see how CNN and that ilk are really up to date.
Cool, can you dig it?
Yes, just send that phishing email. I'll give you the website with the rat and you're good to go. No need for selling offspring for financial gain anymore. Compared to your small-time multinational pharmaceuticals, this is where the real money is. Just go for it.
Yo, that hit it, bro. I owe you.
One last thing. Before I can hand over the goods, there is one small deed remaining to be done. Just sign this form here.
I hereby certify that I was shown the light of the real rat and that the days of peddling children are behind me for good? You serious?
Just a formality. In order to ensure that I can sign off on this and hand over the website, never mind the phishing mail tutorial.
Yo, free training?
Of course, it's part of the revenue sharing agreement. Just read the fine print.
What the fuck? Rapunzel's prince I am, but little joy I have these days. The sorceress has locked her away in that tower until she may fade, as she's evil in that many ways, keeping me away from weapons fair trade. Russian crap I have to buy, as Rapunzel's American connections are long gone by. What would I do to hold her in my arms once again? Do away with any Kalashnikov pain. But as long as Rapunzel's hair stays clipped, the dowel will be stripped. Will there ever be a day? Where can I keep the witch at bay?
I'm looking for Rapunzel's prince. Are you the one that I'm looking for?
Exactly so, but who wants to know?
I'm Ebenezer Scrooge of Christmas fame. What's bothering you?
There's little joy in my life these days, as I cannot get hold of proper quality arms and ammo of American extraction anymore. All my beloved clientele have defected to the competition. The Arabs, their Jewish friends, most of the African customer base, never mind the trusted Northern Ireland reliables. All of them gone. Only because some old witch decided to take it out on some poor soul trying to make a living by fulfilling some dire needs, like selling proper kit to some nice high bidders. Never mind ensuring world peace by maintaining the global balance along the way when it comes down to your ordinary arms races.
Don't fret, your worries will soon be a thing of the past, and you can keep your customers happy once again. Just tell Rapunzel to tell her sorceress that barber services for Rapunzel will be a thing of the past, unless she's game for another installment of Amsterdam's shenanigans.
Sure, but this doesn't really make sense to me.
No worries, it will to the sorceress. Just tell Rapunzel to pass this on. And, in case you're game to speed up her hair growth once again, simply give her this herbal remedy. Rolled up in a tobacco product of her choice for smoking or simply enjoyed with tea or another hot beverage, it will quicken the growth of her mane in no time.
After a fortnight?
Ebenezer, that really did the trick. Not only is Rapunzel's hair back to normal, but the old hag of a sorceress plays along nicely. She even agreed to conjugal visits in the tower, never mind Rapunzel's trade connections, back in full swing, including all the US goodies. My customers are back and couldn't be happier. How can I thank you?
Aha! Just sign here where it says, I hereby certify that Rapunzel's hair growth is back to normal, and acknowledge the revenue-sharing agreement of 30% of the overall income from arms and assorted merchandise goes to the widows and orphans funds of the Amsterdam police.
Sorry, are you serious?
I'm afraid so. Happiness comes at a price. But look at it this way. With contributions to this good cause, you are ensuring that the lifetime of the Amsterdam police footwear is maximized.
And this, boys and girls, concludes the Dark Side Tech Support first Christmas and New Year special musical. The in-laws wish you all the best for a... But wait, there's another caller. But as Martin keeps begging for more airtime, it's over to you, Martin.
This is the Dark Side Tech Support. How may I redirect your call?
Is this the crappy open source support call-in show?
Yeah, something along those lines, but please note that nuisance callers are not permitted here, and any offensive action will be met with a lifelong ban on using open source technology. Your next remark may be your last.
I don't get it. All other fairy tales characters, including that bitch Snow White, the gay piper, never mind Rapunzel's prince and that Ebenezer chap, get to have a say here. And I, the mighty Rumpelstiltskin, don't. What the fuck is wrong with you? I think it's really time to get the League for Affirmative Action of Fairy Tale Characters in on the action for some balance here.
And you're gone. Ah, no, wait. This is the season to have to make that single exception for a random nuisance caller. And as luck would have it, the single exception for a random nuisance caller is you. And as luck would have it, the magic hat in charge of these rigged shenanigans spat out your name, Rumpelstiltskin. How may I be of service?
To cut a very long story short, I need help with a GitHub repo of mine. Some fucker hijacked the thing, fiddled around with the continuous integration workflow, and is now injecting malware into the build chain.
Join the queue. There's a million victims out there that didn't pay attention to properly securing their GitHub account and have now fallen victim to another scam artist.
That might be the case, but my repo has 500,000 GitHub stars.
What did you come up with? Some miracle open source code base which is able to turn straw into gold?
Almost. I did a cute little bugger that can kick around DNA sidechains until they make sense for the greater good. Think CRISPR on steroids, essentially.
What's CRISPR?
I thought tech in tech support would stand for technical, no?
Right, I'm more than happy to put you through our neighboring department, the bastard operator from hell. The chap running the department called Lucifer will be glad to sort you out, you know?
Essentially, CRISPR is a toolbox which is able to combine different strands of DNA material based on your specification. Think of it like a cutting room for genomes. Similar to this, you tell my software how the organism should look like, what it should do, and how it's going to get there. All that is required is some base life form.
Okay, sounds cute. I haven't heard that one in a while. So what happened?
As soon as I released the alpha version of the software, some consultants got in on the game and told me I should get the usual vultures, venture capitalists involved. They really convinced me that this could make Facebook and friends look like some outdated dial-up bulletin board considering the money involved.
And you believed them.
The goblin me I was back then did indeed. First order of business, they told me, was to get an enterprise GitHub account so that I could feed the pull request directly into the sequence generators. That's where the whole trouble started. Now, that fuck off a hacker is controlling the workflow, feeding diabolic blueprints of Terminators, Donalds, and cute little toy unicorns which relay evil messages to kids into the sequence generators, causing nothing but havoc in governments and toy stores alike.
The fact that GitHub is a commercial venture backed up by one of the largest companies peddling proprietary software on the planet never occurred to you?
Too little, too late. Before I knew it, the fuckers were in on the game. What do you think are my options?
I haven't had that one in a while, but despair not. As usual, proper open source is to the rescue.
As in?
Straightforward. Set up a GitLab instance on your own server. This is real open source software, so you are in full control of your workflow, including the continuous integration steps. Put some vetting steps like static source code analyzers, fuzz testers, and memory checkers into place, and you're good to go. No more messing with the Senate or the House of Representatives by fake presidents or tilting the future that little bit by misguided Terminators alike. Never mind cute little pink toy unicorns. All sorted.
Cool, sounds great. How can I pay you back?
Just accept my next pull request.
And this was, unbeknownst to most, how the Dark Side entered the White House. Without a fight, never mind resistance. This is how you do it using open source technology. Kids, do not try this at home. Trained professionals were used for the authoring and the production of the sketch. The League for the Protection and Well-being of US Presidents has monitored the production of this Darkseid episode and confirms that no US presidents were harmed or genetically modified in any way while creating this sketch. Unfortunately, they cannot vouch for the time before or after this period, though. A message from the producers of the show. The script for the sketch was first written in the early 1900s, based on the original works by the Grimm brothers. Microsoft was a different company then, and has come a long way since then in terms of embracing the spirit of open source software and communism in general. Full credits have to go to a chap called Satya Nadella, who's turned the company around ever since. Microsoft, if you're listening, please get in touch with Microsoft@linuxinlaws.eu if you're interested in sponsoring the show. This is the Linux Inlaws.
You come for the knowledge,
but stay for the madness. Thank you for listening. This podcast is licensed under the latest version of the Creative Commons license, type attribution share alike. Credits for the intro music go to Blue Sea Roosters for their song Salute Margaret, to Twin Flames for their piece called The Flow, used for the segment intros, and finally to Celestial Ground for their song Sweet Justice, used by the Darkseid. You find these and other ditties licensed under CC at Jamendo, a website dedicated to liberate the music industry from choking copyright legislation and other crap concepts.